Good morning. This week's parsha's Bamidbar. We have in the very beginning of the parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe to count Klal Yisrael. Why? Rashi brings down Mitochi Bas on the fun of Mono Tam Kol Shah. Because of his absolute love for Klal Yisrael, decided to count them Kol Shah at all times, all the time. Kishios and Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, he counted them. Kishenaflu Be'egel, he counted them. And now he wanted to know how many are left. Like a shepherd who counts his flock, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count Klal Yisrael. So we see here that counting is a very good thing. On the other hand, we know that there's an Isser, possibly Deraisa, if not at least in the Rabbanan, to count Klal Yisrael. As we know, David HaMelech was punished for it, and others as well. And the question is, well, what's so bad about counting Klal Yisrael? That we have an Isser to count. On the other hand, we find over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts us, and it was a good thing. So how do we understand what's going on here? So I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal many years ago, a beautiful pshat. He says, what's wrong with counting? What's wrong with counting is in the shorish of the word mispar. Mispar, samach pei resh, is the shorish of mispar. And there are many other words that are also similar to that. Mispar, the saper is to count, mispar is number. Tisporet is haircut. Right, there are a few words that are all have the same shorish, but seemingly unrelated. But if you really look at its depth, then you really see that it is related. Another word is sefer, a book. So Moshe Zatzal said that all of these ideas are where we're trying to limit something. For instance, tisporet is you're limiting the length of the hair. A sefer has a beginning and end. Sipur also has a beginning and end of a story. And all of these ideas are constantly about being magbil, as we say, trying to limit within boundaries the object or the thing that you're talking about. And a mispar, a number, is the same thing as well. A mispar is very limiting. Once you are a mispar, once you have the number 37, you can no longer be the number 38, and you can't be no longer the number 36 or 100 or anything like that. You're very, very limited. And Klal Yisrael is never limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to realize that we're never limited. So if we have to count Klal Yisrael, we have to do it through another means, whether it be a Machzis HaShekel, whether it be your finger, your hand, like we see in the Mishnah and Yuma, all different types of counting. But you can't count the person because the person cannot be Magbil. He can't not be bound within a number. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that Klal Yisrael is limitless. A person has a koach and their energy, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, they're able to expound on it and continue growing and growing exponentially from where he started from. And I really think that's an idea that we see in the corona. One person, we don't know who or when or where, I mean, we know where, but we don't know who for sure, started something terrible, and it spread and spread and spread, but it all came from one person. And if that could happen in the world of evil and bad things, for sure, as the Gemara tells us, Mida Tova Meruba, that good Mida, if you ever see a bad Mida, so a good Mida is 100 times greater than the bad Mida, so to us our Koch be 100 times greater than that person, than that Chinese person in China. And I think that's what the idea that behind why it's us to count Klal Yisrael, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, he is counting us not to know the number, not to get a result, but to show his complete love for us. And that's a different type of counting. It's not a counting where you're trying to put somebody as a statistic. Rather, it's as Rashi brings down, it's a counting showing his absolute love, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to do it. Whereas a human, anybody, whether you're a Melech, whether you're Moshe, whether you're David, doesn't make a difference. Everybody has an Isser to count and trying to being Magbil, Klal Yisrael, because they can't. We're above nature, and we're above the laws of gravity and nature, and therefore we're able to rise above that. That's something we have to realize within ourselves. Have a good Shabbos.